I know the Lord will find a way for me. I know the Lord will find a way for me. If I walk in heaven's light, shun the wrong and do the right, I know the Lord will find a way for me.
Hi, this is Jim Lanning. This week on South Main Church of Christ podcast, I'm sitting down with Charles Savage, one of our guest preachers based at Norval Park in Zanesville, to discuss giving kindness to your neighbor. That is part of Matthew chapter 10, verse 40 through 42.
Just exactly who is our neighbor? I mean, what does that mean to us scripturally? And what does it mean to actually be kind? Finding out what it is that, how the scripture, how God and Jesus Christ sees, how those two things, being neighbors and being and having kindness, how those two things relate.
My conversation with Charles in just a few moments. Let's first go to Jared for this week's Christian news. Jared?
President Trump has rescinded a directive seeking to pause potentially millions of dollars in federal loans, grants, and financial assistance. The Associated Press reports the president's orders caused panic and confusion among states, schools, and organizations which rely on trillions of dollars from Washington. One U.S. district judge had blocked the funding freeze moments before it was scheduled to take effect. This story has been changing with each hour at the time of publication. Please stay tuned to your preferred daily or hourly news sources for updates. President Trump has implemented three pro-life policies since taking office last week. ChristianPost.com reports he revoked authorization for taxpayer funding for abortion providers. He also rejoined the Geneva Consensus Declaration and asserts there is no international right to abortion. President Trump also vowed to scale back the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act, which was established in 1993. Two churches in Cincinnati are named in an article by the Christian Chronicle, which analyzes the question, where have all the churches gone? The author takes a look at two churches, Indian Mound Church of Christ and Kennedy Heights Church of Christ, which have merged. The article also looks at Churches of Christ in San Diego and Dallas. Amazon Prime Video is now streaming the first trailer of a movie titled House of David. They are calling it a highly anticipated biblical epic series. It features the battle between David the shepherd boy and the giant Goliath. It asks the question, can one stone change the course of history? Those are some of the week's stories as found this week on ChristianChronicle.org, ChristianPost.com, Cleveland.com, and APNews.org. From South Main Church of Christ in New Lexington, Ohio, I'm Jared Allen with the Christian News for the week of January 26th, 2025.
We have heard the joyful sound, Jesus says, Jesus says. Spread the tidings all around, Jesus says, Jesus says. Bear the news to every land, find the sea and cross the way. Onward is our Lord's command. Jesus says, Jesus says.
Now, Tyler has this week's inspirational thought.
Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 15, verse 13. I'm Tyler Waite.
He paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. All day long, Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never
Now, the conversation. I'm here today with Charles Savage from Norval Park. He's a member there, and he also is I guess I could call him a traveling preacher. He's coming, helping us out in a need for a preacher at this time. So we're so happy that Charles does that. We have him here today, and he's going to speak for us, I believe, today about neighbors. And I think that's something so important to know about and how we should be treating our neighbors around about us.
Well, thanks, Jim, for inviting me over to speak today. Neighbors, everybody's got one, regardless of how far away they may be, whether they're the next farm over or whether they're just like 10 feet from our living room. I'm always amazed that, you know, when they talk about having a house or a piece of property and they say, this is a lot. And you go out your front door and you find out your house is 3 feet from the next guy. And you go, no, this is not a lot, regardless of what you call it. But, you know, everybody has a neighbor. Who's our neighbor? Everybody. Whoever happens to be within our vicinity. And we look at the idea of sometimes we go out our front door and our next door neighbor, regardless of who it may be, is not a nice person. And you go, wow, I wonder what sour apple they bit into. And you look at and you say, well, gee, I wonder if this guy's going to be here like this all the time. If I'm going to live in this house for the next X number of years, do I want to live next door to this guy? You know, and so, but the whole idea is that maybe the neighbor that he had in that house before you got there was a mean old dirty so-and-so. And he's just expecting you to be the same way, or she's expecting you to be the same way. And you look at this and go, but I'm not. Well, okay, then you have to make a difference. Because you moved into the area. You're the new person, even though you may have lived in the county for the last 45 years. And sometimes you can't make those people happy, regardless of what you do, regardless of how nice you are. But it has nothing really to do with them. It all has to do with you and me. Okay? They can continue to be mean all they want, but are we going to let them ruin us? That's the question. In the Bible, let's see, Matthew chapter 10, toward the end, I'm going to start at verse 40, and he says, he who receives you receives me, talking about Jesus, and he who receives me receives him who sent me. That's God, okay? So if I receive Jesus, I receive God all at the same time. I receive him, right? And he who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he who receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. What do these people have to offer? You know, prophecy, righteousness. Ooh, what's better, a prophecy or a righteousness? I would take righteousness every time. It's one thing to be correct. I always like the law when it says, we did the correct thing in law. Yeah, but did you do the right thing? Sometimes doing the right thing is beyond doing the correct thing. You asked me for a jacket. Do I have an extra jacket? Do you need a pair of pants to go with it? Oh, well, all I asked for was a jacket. Yeah, but I'm going to go the extra mile. You don't have to tell them that. You just have to do it. Go the extra mile. Hey, you got a dollar? I got two. Do you need $2? Well, and you say, well, Charles, maybe that person's dishonest. They only want the dollar to do something bad, like buy a drink or another pack of cigarettes or whatever. Yeah, but that's not your fault. That was their choice. They asked, you tried to help them. Maybe they needed that dollar for a sandwich. Maybe they didn't. I'm not the judge of that. All I can do is attempt to help. At the end of that scripture, verse 40, 41, and now 42, he who gives one of these, he's talking about children or people, he gives one of these little ones a cup of cold water in the name of a disciple. Assuredly, I say to you, he has no means to lose his reward. If you do something good, even if it's a cup of water for a child, you don't lose anything. You
right.
gain.
Yeah. Amen.
You know, and what's your gain? What's your reward? I don't know. I have no idea. If it's heaven, great. If it's a blessing here on earth somehow, great.
Right.
We're not told what that real reward is. But those little tiny rewards, as we do them, those little good deeds of the day, add up. It also makes our personality. People see that you do nice things without getting anything else from it. You never know who's watching you. I did something one time for somebody. That person never really appreciated what I did for them. Ran off, did whatever they wanted to do. But I know somebody saw me do that. Did I do it for the right reason? I hope so. If I did it for the wrong reason, there will be no reward in this for me. It's just something I did.
Yeah, it's the right thing to do.
Yeah,
we have a righteous God, so we do the right thing. And whether it comes out good or bad, I guess the person that's there, whether they view it as good or bad, that's not the point. We want to do what's right and follow the example. We have a righteous God.
Right.
Right.
Now, I was here for a football game here at New Lexington a couple of years ago, watching, I think it was Maysville versus New Lexington in a football game. I'd never been to the football stadium. I came into town. I was looking for a place to park. And all of a sudden, you know, I'm following these cars because I thought, well, I think everybody's going to the football game. And I this parking lot, wherever it was, I couldn't even tell you what street it was on. Somebody pulled their, they were from here in the county. They pulled their car out so that I could have that spot. Yeah. And they went somewhere else.
That's nice.
Yeah. And here I am walking to the field, and I got ready to go into the football game, bought my ticket and everything, and I'm just standing there because mainly I come to watch the marching bands. Sorry, that's really what I come for. I personally don't care who wins, but that's just me. And I'm just standing there by the seats for the opposing side. And this gentleman, I don't know who he was, walked up to me and he says, "You look like you're hungry." And I said, well, I could probably use something to eat. And he hands me two hot dogs wrapped in tinfoil. And he says, "Hey, enjoy the game," and walks off. I have no idea who he was. I mean, I really don't know who he was. Mm-hmm. I'd never been to the, you know, I don't know too many people in New Lexington. Mm-hmm. But this gentleman was being kind to me for whatever reason.
Right.
Maybe he bought too many hot dogs. I don't know. Maybe he thought I really did look hungry. It doesn't really matter, but he was doing something nice for me, and I hadn't asked for anything. Yeah. And he just walked off. He disappeared into the crowd, and I'm sure he was probably somebody from the new here in the town, New Lexington.
Right.
But people were very, they were being kind to me, and I know they didn't know me from any place. I've never substituted as a teacher here. I've bought a few meals here in town as I come through as, like you said, the traveling preacher. The circuit preacher is what they used to call them in the 1800s. Yes. The only thing I'm missing is
That's
my horse.
True.
Yeah, I'm only missing my horse, I think. I don't have one of those, so I come in my truck instead. But you know, the kindness, just doing something nice for somebody, made my evening. And I got home, and my wife said, "Well, did you finally find something for supper?" Because she knew I left the house without anything. And I said, "Yeah." I said, "I ran across this guy, whoever he was, and he gave me a couple of hot dogs at the ball game. And somebody gave me their parking space." And she said, "Did you know them?" I said, "No. I have no idea who they were." But I said, it was the kindness of ordinary people. And I kept, you know, and I thought, wow, you know, that made my day, made my evening.
That's important.
And
it makes a difference.
When we do something nice for somebody, you know, being as Christians, you know, trying to do what God wants us to do, I think sometimes that is our reward, is knowing that we were able to be of help to somebody who needed something, even if it was just a hot dog. You know, if you say, "Well, it's just a hot dog." No, but it was a hot dog that I needed to eat for supper, and somebody provided my supper for me. You know, that was nice. Well, you know, I could have had a little relish. That was my fault. You know, I didn't go get it. That was my being lazy. But the stranger was showing me some kindness. And I think when we do that in our own community for whoever, you know, it doesn't matter whether it's the president of the bank or the homeless guy downtown, whether it's a teacher, whether, you know, whoever it happens to be, we're all humans and we all need something. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's just a kind word. Hey, I hope you have a nice day. And they may be having a lousy day.
Right.
Saying, you, hey, you know, I miss that smile on your face.
Right.
That kind of thing.
Putting a smile on someone's face. I heard something yesterday, and I thought it goes along with this. Let's see if I can remember what was said there. There's two kinds of people in this world. Those that when they walk into a room, everybody's glad they came. And the other kind is when they walk out of the room, everybody's glad they left.
Oh,
so
yes.
I'm thinking my neighbor, when he sees me coming across the yard to talk to him, you know, you think of those types of things. Is he glad to see me coming? Or what am I projecting as a Christian? How does that affect my neighbor if he's not a Christian? And it's so important. And it's just the kindness out there that we need in our world today. We know it has an effect. Christ was kind, even to the little children. So that made me think of that, you know. Are they, when I come to church, when I walk in, are they glad to see me there? Or are they glad when they see me leave quickly? So yeah. We have to think about what do we project as Christians? We are Christ's ambassador. So
yeah,
this is what we're doing.
That's a good word, ambassador. Yes. We don't always think about that. The other thing to think about in verse 42 is the idea that it says little ones. Sometimes we think about children as being helpless or not being able to help themselves, at least at that moment. And Jesus is talking about the idea of giving them something that they may not be aware that they need, or they may not be able to help themselves. And he says, you know, by no means have you lost your reward. You know, you're helping people who cannot help themselves. You know, so the idea of being able to go that extra mile. They used to ask, when people were asked during the time of the Romans, you know, to carry my backpack, the Roman soldiers would say, you're going to carry, they would literally get a hold of you and say, hey, you're going to carry my stuff for me.
Mm-hmm.
By law, you were required to go 1 mile and no further. But the Christian quite frequently would go that extra mile. Number one, because it was above and beyond. Number two, that would give you that extra opportunity, that extra mile to be able to say, have you heard about Jesus today?
Right.
And in Rome at that time, that was a new thing. That was a new thing, being able to be told by a disciple, you know, hey, I want to tell you about my teacher, Jesus Christ. And if we only go 1 mile, then we've only done what was required by law. But if we go the extra mile, we haven't broken the law. We've gone above and beyond. And God understands. The law doesn't.
Right.
But God does.
It's another important lesson.
Yeah, it's an opportunity.
Right.
And, you know, so Jim, when we do those things, you say, well, you only had to give me $1. Yeah, but I gave you 2. Why? Well, I don't know. You might need that extra dollar. Okay. And it didn't hurt you much. It was only $2.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it may be our last $2. But you were willing to share that extra dollar. You were willing to go the extra mile just for that one person.
Right.
And that may make all the difference in the world.
We never know.
We never know.
Thank you so much again today, Charles, for coming with us, coming down here and talking with us, and we hope to have you back soon.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Here's Mark Randolph with this week's bulletin announcements.
Welcome, everyone, to our weekly announcements. And we want to remember all the ones that are on our prayer list, especially the ones that's going through different ailments and the ones that's left the lost ones in the past. Be with them and be with their families during the time of their sorrows. Our church youth group will be meeting on January the 31st from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. in our fellowship hall. Also, we want to remember our Bible studies. Sunday morning is 9:45, and we're doing the book of Galatians. The ladies are getting together on Sunday evenings. They're doing 2 Chronicles, and they're doing that over the phone at 5 o'clock. Also, the midweek Bible study, that is Wednesday, 6:30. They're doing the book of James, and we encourage you to be able to take in part of them services. Also, the women right now are doing their winter morning devotions, and that's on the first and third Saturday of each month. And the next one's coming up will be February the 1st, now 8:30 to 9:30. This is Mark Randolph bringing you the weekly announcements.
My final thoughts on kindness, Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 through 25. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh and its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. Good words when we talk about kindness. It is so important in the world that we have today. Thanks for listening. I'm Jim Lanning, currently serving as one of the three elders at South Main Church of Christ in New Lexington, Ohio. The other two elders at our church are Tom Shepherd and Ernie Starling. We would like to thank all the guests who agreed to take part in our discussion each week and hope to have them back with us in the future to discuss the Bible and what we can learn from Scripture. Our weekly announcements are written by Holly Randolph and narrated by Mark Randolph. Thanks to Jared Allen, our technology room steward and media producer, as well as for serving as the writer, editor, and news anchor on this podcast. Hymns sung on our podcast originate from two hymnals we use in our auditorium. Those are Songs of the Church and Sacred Selections. Hymns used in this podcast episode include our podcast opening, I Know the Lord Will Find a Way for Me, arranged by Reed Lancaster. He Paid a Debt He Did Not Owe, composed by American Folk Melody and Pam Stevenson. We have heard The Joyful Sound, composed by William J. Kirkpatrick and Priscilla J. Owens, as well as our closing hymn, I'll Fly Away, composed by Albert E. Brumley. We thank all our church members for their support. Most of all, we thank you for listening to the South Main Church of Christ podcast and hope you will subscribe wherever you get your podcast. We hope you will come join us for a Sunday worship service at 7 Smith Street in New Lexington, Ohio, and stop in during one of our Bible study sessions. Please be on the lookout for our special podcasts posted from time to time. Let's talk again next week.